We were living the country club lifestyle. We had the house on the hill. We had the cars. I had all of the things that I thought were going to make me happy and were going to make me feel safe, stable, and secure. And none of those things did that. But what they did do was make me miserable, disconnected from my husband, stressed, and not having a very good relationship with my children because I was doing stuff for them that I thought made me a good mom, but I wasn't actually connecting with them.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch. This is actually our first official video show, and I am so excited and so honored to be joined by the amazing Miss Rhonda Swan, who is my PR agent, my friend, my fellow Witch of Wall Street, which we will talk about. Welcome, Rhonda. I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm really excited to be here, especially it's the first show.
It's so fitting that it would be with you.
Right?
Because you have your incredible show, the Help Me Rhonda Show. Yeah. Which I've been lucky enough to be on twice now as of today. So it's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. I love it too. I think that I love podcasts. However, so many people are just doing podcasts, but then I really love video, right? So I think it's a nice combo to be able to showcase, us and our essence having a really good conversation because everyone's kind of sick and tired of staying kind of locked up and not seeing people as much. So yeah. I think it's amazing. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. So I've been wanting to have you on for a while.
Yeah.
We have connected really recently in the second part of last year here in Bali. We both live in Bali and recognized when we met each other that at some level we've really been living parallel lives.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about what brought you on this incredible journey that you've been on for the last 12 years. Because we have a similar story of sort of losing everything and then making radical change in our lives.
Yeah, it's wild. It started 15 years ago because I was a corporate executive. I worked for a Fortune 100 company. I ran all of their marketing and advertising. I ran like $500 million expense account. And I one day, and I had a breaking moment. I think a lot of us as women, especially men as well, but women, we have these often that we have these breaking moments. And I was in a meeting, my 7:15 a.m. meeting on a Monday. I drove an hour in traffic. I was groomed to be running the Western division of this company. And my boss was there, Jane. And this is like that woman with the bangs, perfectly blonde, flip hair. Her lips were super puckered tight. Her shoes matched her bag. And she was ready to start the meeting. And I was supposed to be Jane. I was supposed to take over her place. And so here we're all sitting, right? And it's like really formal. And a woman walked into this meeting. She was about 15 minutes late. And she walked in and she kind of snuck around the back. So here's Jane in the front, if you can imagine. And everyone's like watching Jane. And she sneaks in and Jane's like, "You're late." And literally freaked everyone out. This woman like kind of shuddered. And so of course all of her eyes go on her. She's like, you could see this, her lip trembling. Like she was like, "I'm so sorry, Jane. I just dropped my 6-week off baby at daycare. 6-week old baby at daycare. And I'm sorry I was late. It was really hard." And she's like, "If you want to put food on this baby's plate, if you want to have a job, you will drop your child off on time and you'll be here on time and you'll pick them up at 6 o'clock at night." And I sat there like, I've got a master's degree. I'm super driven. I'm like, I'm going to go corporate. I went completely opposite, which we'll probably talk about from my family's American Indian spiritual background into going super corporate. And I realized that day my body just shuddered. Like, who am I as a woman? If I ever want to have children, I can't raise a child like that. And so everything shifted for me. I went home. I told my husband, Brian, who's a robotics engineer. I'm like, "Look, I'm out. I'm going to quit my job." And he's like, "I don't care if I'm your boss's boss's boss. I'm never going to make enough money to afford both of us our living, our the way we want to live, and have a child. I was like, don't worry, I'm going to figure this out. He's like, you're crazy. And so I did. I listened to a podcast, or it wasn't a podcast at the time, an interview with Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs said, if you're not tapping into learning the digital markets, online marketing, understanding how to connect through e-commerce, you will be lost in 10 years. This was in 2004. And so I took that seriously, and I started like researching, and I literally for the first time typed in work at home mom, which I would never do. And I started looking at business models, and I started to find that people were selling things with Google Ads. They were representing companies. I was representing like Bob Proctor, top personal development companies in the world, Kiyosaki, and I was selling their products. And my whole world shifted. I retired my husband a year later. I retired myself, and we kicked off this company and learning completely digital marketing. It was in 2004. But in 2008, we lost everything in 2007, 2008, financial crisis, invested in a lot of real estate. However, we had a brand new baby at the time, right at the same exact time. So we had like a major breaking point in our life at that moment. Again, like one was I quit. The next was we had to decide if we were going to leave or not.
So it's fascinating to me because the same thing happened to
You're
us,
like,
right?
Am
so
I watching a movie?
I mean, different, but the same. So we had just had Jack, brand new baby, and our whole entire life implodes and we lose everything. So yeah. A little later than you did, but very similar circumstances and situations. So that took you on this incredible journey that you've been on. How many countries have you lived in since then?
Yeah, okay. So since 2008, when we left, we lived in 57 different countries. Yeah, my daughter was one. She's going to be 14 next week now. So, you know, it's pretty amazing, too. Like, we had to leave a lot behind. Like, when you make those decisions, you guys know, like, there was so much that we were going through at that time. It was like, we had all the stuff, right? The cars, the Mercedes, the blah, blah, blahs. And we thought that stuff was what's going to make us a better parent for our daughter because we didn't have that growing up. So we had this big identity shift at that moment as well. Like, who are we going to be? Like, how are people going to think about us? We had all these societal problems, right? Friends were like saying, you guys are insane. Go back and get your jobs. You both have master's degrees. Like, what's wrong with you? You're irresponsible. Like, all this negative stuff was coming forward. And we looked at her in Hanalei, and I remember her, she was like not even 3 weeks old, and we found everything out. And I looked at her, and I'm like, I looked around this room, all this beautiful plush pink, and I had, you know, cherubs painted on the ceiling, all this abundance, all this stuff. And I'm like, none of this stuff is going to make me a better mother. None of this stuff is going to help me be a representation of what I want her to be as a woman growing up, or who I want to be for others. And at that moment, it was like another click, like, wait a minute, she just needs us, love, food, water, shelter, because we were living like a superficial life that we didn't realize we were. And that's when we decided to say, look, we're leaving, we're, you know, selling everything. And at that time, because we had just lost everything, we literally signed everything off. We left with $12,872.62 left to our name, with a vision and a vow to never put her in daycare. And that's now going to be 13 years this November.
So incredible, so incredible. Yep, so we left the United States with
$10,000.
We left the United States with $10,000 and had gotten rid of everything to get to that point, right? And I feel like, you know, this journey for me at least has been where I feel like it's been the most impactful is in the relationship with my children. And you said something earlier that I want to talk about because I think it's really relevant and really poignant for especially the listeners of my podcast. And that is that we assign our safety, stability, and security to our material possessions. Mm-hmm. And I certainly had done that. You know, I also grew up single mom, was always working. I was a latchkey kid, spent a lot of time on my own. And I was determined to not recreate that scenario for my children and to not see me in the struggle. And so I wanted to be all those things to my kids that my mom wasn't able to be because she was working so hard to provide for me. So, you know, I was the PTA president of the Catholic school. I was on the school board. I was the head of the Avenues Baseball League. I had my two businesses, one a nonprofit, right? So doing a ton of service on that side of things. We were living the country club lifestyle. We had the house on the hill. We had the cars. I had all of the things that I thought were going to make me happy and were going to make me feel safe, stable, and secure. And none of those things did that. But what they did do was make me miserable, disconnected from my husband, stressed, and not having a very good relationship with my children because I was doing stuff for them that I thought made me a good mom, but I wasn't actually connecting with them.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit more about that shift in believing that material possessions yeah. give us safety, stability, and security, because I know that now we both live incredible
yep.
lives.
Yep.
And, you know, we live in states of luxury, really, but I feel like we both still have this real unattachment to things.
Yeah, you know, it's so wild. Like, you think about how people go through these transitions, and I think everyone has to do it. That's why they always say, oh, you hit rock bottom sometimes before you, you know, accelerate or you rock it. And that's what happened, is like we had that switch. And the moment we realized that none of those things actually made us whole, because when we left, we started traveling. We were living in like small little hotels, but we were in Fiji, right? We're in Hawaii. We're in Panama. We're in Costa Rica. We're in Peru. We're in Cusco. We're in, you know, Argentina, all these places. But we didn't have all the things, and we started to really see the connection that it was within us. And we created like this this idea like that our family is like a three-legged table, because four legs of a table, one can be off and it can still stand up okay. But a three-legged table, one's off, you fall flat on your face, right? Our family got more close. We started to see other families who were in third world countries, realizing that none of the things that we had mattered. You know, like none of it was making us more connected to humans. We became so much more connected to people, communities, especially in living in villages like that. You know, all over the world, there's like always surfer communities. My husband's a big surfer. And so that really changed for us so much. And it allowed us to be more present with Hanalei, because I think you're right. Like the things that I thought I was doing that I had were not going to even add to her life, and which allowed her to be so much more grounded, you know, because she's been a minority in every single country we've lived in, you know. And then because of that, this abundance then started to happen, because we were being so real and authentic. People were hearing our story, and that's why I love building brands so much, because it's about being truly, authentically you. And people were seeing that. And then we just naturally became this brand called the Unstoppable Family. You know, so it's like this family's been traveling the world, and now this daughter's being brought up. And all along, then I started building my branding company, because everyone's like, how did you do it? I want a part of this. I want to do this. I want to do this. You know, so it like all of a sudden started to weave together. But now this lack of attachment that we have for things, because I love to have things now. I enjoy the, you know, the finer things in life, but it doesn't make me who I am. And I think so many people sometimes need to get to that point to appreciate those finer things so that they can really see what's really around them. You know?
Hopefully for some of the listeners, this can start to get them questioning, and so they don't have to go through what we went through
exactly.
in order to get to that place.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container, but you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time. So click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
So let's talk a little bit about Unstoppable Branding Agency, because I feel so honored to be represented by you and by Unstoppable Branding Agency. For me, it's really been a dream come true because for the first time, I feel like somebody is really interested in me being able to authentically tell my story and not trying to censor me and not trying to position me as anything that I'm not. So talk a little bit about the mission behind the company and, you know, what your vision is for your clients. I'm so lucky to be one and I kind of see things from the inside, but I would love for you to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. And it's so great, right, to be able to take a core competency that you have and bring your family values into a company. And, you know, I started off development of brands. We've launched like 157 new brands and products in like just the last 2 years alone, so thousands in the last 10. But the last couple of years, I started to really see like, where can we go that can leave a grander impact on those that are already elevated in their business? But how can I align what I'm doing, what I believe in, and bring it out to the world in a bigger way? Because most media, PR, are contrived. Most of the messages are contrived. Like news, you know, press release, things like that. They're like contrived messages that PR agencies, PR wants people to hear. News wants you to hear. That's why, you know, CNN, I call it constantly negative news, because all they're trying to do is imprint negativity into our minds. And that's what was happening so much in PR and in media. And I'm like, gosh, what do our clients need now more than ever? Like, all of our clients are so powerful in what they do. However, they were standing on a soapbox going, look how great I am. Look who I am. I can help you. I can help you. I can help you. I can come here. And I started to see like the market change and where there was so much selling going on and so much noise happening in the market that people were starting to swim in what my mentor, Russell Brunson, says, the Red Sea. Meaning like everyone's there. There's so much noise. Everyone's trying to compete. And he says, how do you get to swim in the blue sea? And we call it now become competition irrelevant. When your story is told and someone, not you, not even a client, is talking about you. And that's high level PR, right? That's like top tier PR, like different publications, different news and media outlets, podcasts, like ways that someone else like this, you're interviewing me. Like I'm automatically getting my expertise shined and edified by you. And so that's what we started to look at. And that's how I started to bring in, how can I help control the